information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to The Changing Stage, music gear talk from the manufacturers and musicians who define the biz. Here's your host, Florentino Buenaventura.
It's another segment of The Changing Stage. My name is Florentino Buenaventura, and we are on the WS Radio Network. And I would like to invite a very good friend of mine, Mr. Tim Dobert. I don't say it as good as the announcer earlier. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, sir. And I just really appreciate you taking some time out. You are in the middle of a project, and that's kind of why we wanted to put you on the air today, because we wanted to kind of get that as it's going on, what's happening in the studio. We just had Matt Cuse on air with us, and he's in the middle of doing an album project, but in that time frame, he's also traveling. So he wasn't in the studio. He was actually packing while he was talking to us. So we want to get what's going on with you over there at Eclectica Studios. Just so you folks know, Tim's been on before. He is a master engineer. He's also a product specialist with Magix Software. They do Samplitude and Sequoia, and he is also a writer for Mix Magazine. Tim, tell us what is going on in the studio, all the magic and all the excitement that's going on over there.
Well, it's been really busy. Things have really picked up. I mean, we did see a lot of changes happen during the last 4 years when it was slow, but over the last year, and especially this year, it's just steadily picked up. So we've had a lot of projects coming through here. The most recently, I just literally this morning ran off the final masters of a song called When a Soldier Dies, which is airing on Memorial Day on a bunch of stations out here in Texas. So we had to get that done right in the middle of all the other projects that I have going on. Currently, I switched from working on that this morning over to mixing Chris Kelly's album, which is kind of a modern indie-type album, but with a 1974-type flair.
Wow.
Which is really, really fun to work on, because I've been challenged with, they want the album to sound like an old Velvet Underground type album.
Okay.
They want that type of a vibe and feel. They don't want the nice, big, modern spread that you hear of all the instruments real clearly. They want everything kind of blurred together, kind of mid-sounding. But at the same time, they're giving me tracks that they're doing on their own outside of the studio that are having very modern flares to them. So we're mixing these modern flares into these 1974-type mixes, which is really fun.
Well, now, what are you using to make them sound like Mr. Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground?
Well, the majority of the tracks were recorded here. So when we recorded, I kind of kept in mind that, you know, I want to capture it with a microphone, room microphone set up, very little stuff going on that you'd use today. Not much compression, not much EQing, really just kind of jamming a mic in front of a sound source and running it. And so, therefore, when I get to mixing, instead of me taking, say, the kick drum and tweaking it and putting it through a bunch of EQ and making the bottom end huge sounding and the top all clicky sounding, I'm really leaving it plain. So instead of a mix taking like a 4 or 5 hour type thing to get the first real pass done, it's taking about an hour,
with
the majority of time being like, you know, gating stuff out, taking noise out and such, because we're leaving the tracks very raw. And where I would normally pan stuff, I'm not really panning stuff, except for dead center, hard left, hard right. That's it.
That's pretty awesome. Now, what kind of research, training, information did you need to look into to get this sound for this project? Because obviously, there not very many projects are doing it like that today.
Right. Actually, just because I've grown up listening to 70s rock, it's probably my favorite era for music. 1978, I think, was one of the best years ever for music. Not the disco side necessarily, but the actual rock side of it.
Hey, man, I had my Angel Flights on back then, dude.
I like disco, and I really like old school funk from back then, but classic rock from back then I just love. And so knowing the tools that they did, knowing how they, you know, mic stuff. A lot of the research was basically me just growing up listening to that type of music, so I know what it's supposed to sound like. For instance, all the EQs that I'm using on all the tracks are from Universal Audio.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah, the 1073 EQ, which has a great vintage-y vibe to it. And one of the reasons why it gets the sound that it does is because it's so limited. You know, it's barely even a three-band EQ. It's a high shelf, a low shelf, and a almost assignable mid-sweep, you could say. And so since you're very limited on what you can do, and that's what they had back then, they were very limited on what they could do, it forces you to go after the sound a lot easier, knowing that, okay, this is the tools they were using. They didn't really have the choice of, oh, I want to boost, you know, exactly this frequency and get this to come out. It's like, no, you got to make decisions. It's going to be a very roundabout, and that's it.
Yeah, you almost have to get out the razor blades to cut the tape again, right?
I tried cutting some of the tracks on this with a razor blade, but I end up with scratches on my screen, so I stopped doing that.
Now, have you thought about doing the whole digital wash thing where you pump the, you know, the Pro Tools or well, not Pro Tools, I shouldn't say that, Samplitude, because you're using Samplitude over there, when you pump those tracks into a 24-track analog, like a, you know, Studer or a Sony or whatever else that you might have around, have you tried that?
I'm not on this project because I'm not a huge fan of dealing with tape. I dealt with it so much in my younger days. If I never have to actually demagnetize or align a head ever again, that's fine. There's a few plugins out there that I really use on pretty much every mix that gets me that kind of sound that I like, that kind of glue and that slight blur to it and the rolling off of the high end and the transients a little bit like tape will give you. And the one that I really like is the Slate from Slate Digital Audio. They make one called the Virtual Tape Machine.
When I did
the review for Mix Magazine, I had used the UAD ones and tried just about every single one on the block. And when this one got on my screen and I started running stuff through it during a mix, I was switching back between 15 inches and 30 inches, the speeds, the two different speeds on the tape. And I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I really am liking how the 30 sounds on this mix, but I don't want to burn through tape too fast. And at that point, I stopped and realized, wait a minute. It's fooling my brain enough where I'm transferring back to the days where I'm worried about, you know, burning through tape. This must be great. And it really is. It doesn't scream tape like the rest of the plugins that are out there that our tape emulators do. It's very subtle, but it gives you that three-dimensional depth and that slight bit of glue that other ones don't give. Other ones just kind of give saturation and EQ curve. When this gives a depth, three-dimensionalness to the sound.
Yeah, it doesn't give that smooth, smoky feel from what I'm hearing from you. That is awesome. So we've got a little bit of time left. I never have enough time with you, man. We need to actually sit down and just have a gab for like an hour. But we've got about 45 seconds left. Tell me what's going on next with Tim Dolbear. Are you going to be doing some more shows with Magix? What's going on?
Actually, one interesting thing that we just did that's kind of a new movement that I'm trying is we just released a pilot for a reality show based on my world in the recording studio and all the craziness and strange folks and stuff that come through here and stuff. And it's called 6421 with Tim Dolbear.
Wow. Okay.
And you can find that at timdolbear.com. And we just released it a couple weeks ago after working on it for a few months. And it's basically to show what we want to do in the reality show, it's a really good production, and it's really it's entertaining. If you're into studio stuff, you'll find it fascinating.
Well, I'm going to be watching. Thank you again, Tim, for coming on the air with us. Eclectica Studios, Magix Software, and again, thanks to Matt Cusson for the earlier segments. It's been an amazing show with amazing people. Florentino Buenaventura signing off from the Changing Stage.
Hey, this is Heidi Rue, and you know, Progressive Medical Center has literally changed my life and my health, but I'm not the only one. Adele suffered from bone deterioration, bone overgrowth, profound muscle discomfort, physical exhaustion, and mental fog. In fact, the bone deterioration becomes so serious that she had to have back surgery. Well, after the surgery, she still didn't feel well, and so that's when she heard about Progressive Medical Center. Progressive Medical Center discovered that her adrenals weren't working properly, her hormones were out of whack, and the drugs she had been taking were doing more harm than good. Adele came into Progressive Medical Center in a walker, physically and mentally exhausted. But now she's a world traveler. She hikes and walks several miles a day, and it's all thanks to Progressive Medical Center. 770-676-6000. 770-676-6000.
Progressive Medical, this is your life. Live it well.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.
Connected World Magazine is dedicated to reporting on the next generation of MDM and connected devices. Subscribe today for only $12.97 at connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. Written for the fast-paced, device-enthused individual or business, Connected World Magazine provides unique insight and analysis to all things connected. Subscribe today for only $12.97 at connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. Connected World, living the connected life has never been easier.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the coaches training program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Hi, this is Felix Taverna, host of Race and Sports Radio. Join our cast and crew every Saturday and Sunday right here at WSRadio.com, beginning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Race and Sports Radio.